In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado's unemployment systems are expected to be restored today. They were offline, so the state's labor department could install new software. The update may resolve some issues and frustrations people experienced with Colorado's old, glitchy unemployment system. A former Colorado artist returns to the state this weekend with a new show about climate change. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
At the Artwork Center for Contemporary Art in Loveland, Elle McLaren is showing her latest series of mixed media works. Titled Tragic Beauty, the pieces echo her impression of melting glaciers and the crisis of climate change. McLaren says she wants visitors to think about the irreparable damage they can't see.
It was my idea and hope that they would be drawn into the visual beauty of the pieces and then really start thinking about actually what's happening. That's why I named it Tragic Beauty, to think about the tragedy and how dire the situation is.
The show is on display now through February 27th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Money-strapped RTD is slimming down its bus and train service again starting today. The agency is cutting a handful of little-used suburban lines so it can run buses more frequently in Denver, where it has more riders. It's also consolidating some train lines. The agency will soon receive a large federal subsidy that could restore some services later this year. It's 29 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.